In the company of trees. In the company of trees where there are many and green mountains behind, the sound of our feet on the trail is lost in trampled leaves and resilient soil bordered by streaks of brilliant moss. High above is sky, showing both fog and blue through our canopy, leaves borne on slender trunks reaching for sun, roots cross our path, and logs placed for steady striding. Ever-changing landscape moves as we move. Now come weathered boulders in curious sizes and shapes, giving way to patches of meadow. Soon, old catastrophe, fallen trees, branches askew, decaying in various stages, sprouting new life in unexpected ways. Now come blossoming tulip trees, fallen flowers everywhere, pastel green and yellow, waxy. Next, a host of laurels, tall, burdened with clustering blooms in pink, miniature parasols, crowded together, followed by a precarious boulder, high, symmetrical, split in two. God's common surprises. No end to them this day, or any day, when we perceive. High up in the forest, surrounded by sounds of falling water, come powerful torrents bursting forth from an unknown source, hurtling over roots, crashing over rocks, churning over stones, dividing as by a signal into separate, smaller rushing streams, mingling finally in a narrow bed, flowing quieter in slower tempo, revealing transparent glimpses of pure flowing water. Is this how the singing brook by the road began? Is this how we from our turbulent youth find our place in you, having pleaded with David, "Unite my heart to fear thy name"?